You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
William Tyler is 31, but looks like he's going on 16. With a shy grin and long hair falling in his face, he resembles a younger Leonardo DiCaprio as he shambles in with guitar case in hand. He doesn't look like a Nashville picker, but those are his roots. His father is Dan Tyler, who wrote country and western hits.
He wrote a song called Bobby Sue that was a big hit for the Oak Ridge Boys. He wrote some songs with Eddie Rabbit. He wrote a song for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band called Modern Day Romance. It was a pretty big hit in the 80s. Since the post-Garth era, he's had a real hard time fitting in the mainstream fabric of Nashville. It's a modern day
romance. If Dan Tyler has had a hard time in modern Nashville, imagine his son, William, who creates a guitar sound that has little to do with Nashville on his album Behold the Spirit. Although William Tyler is a son of Nashville, it took him a while to embrace his roots.
It took me a long time to make my peace with Nashville and country music, because I grew up around it. And when I was about 20, I started playing in Lamb Chop. And they're one of those bands that seem to manage the tradition of country music, but take it in a direction that's obviously pretty bizarre.
Your thoughts look like a fog as the sun burns it away. A softball and a stick, and the imprint that it makes.
By the time he had reached a country and western reconciliation, William Tyler had already been influenced by a wider and often weirder range of music, like Sandy Bull, Brian Eno, and especially the late English composer Basil Kirchin. He released an obscure album in 1974 called World Within Worlds.
He did a lot of work with tapes, orchestra tapes, slowing things down. I don't know. It's something about his music. But yeah, when I started making music as the Paper Hats, I was more into tape collage stuff. I did everything on a 4-track cassette recorder, so I did a lot of very speed stuff. And, you know, this, I guess he just stood out as an influence.
Even as William Tyler released his only album as The Paper Hats, he was already moving in a different direction. I could probably fill this piece listing the influences on William Tyler, but there was a concentration on fingerstyle guitar and drawing upon influences from Chet Atkins to Leo Kottke. The guitarist he's frequently compared to is the late John Fahey.
The shadow he casts, I mean, I never thought of it as a shadow, but I guess every time you read reviews of acoustic style records, you know, he's kind of there. His presence is there, and it should be. You know, he's amazing, obviously. He was incredible.
You can hear that influence on Tyler's songs like Owaspe. Like many fingerstyle players, William Tyler is a fan of open tuning, creating different settings on his guitar for almost every song he writes. He didn't get that from Nashville.
Led Zeppelin, probably. I mean, that was the first stuff that ever got me interested in that kind of music, definitely. Like the Led Zeppelin 3 and Physical Graffiti and stuff, yeah. Probably trying to figure out one of those songs. I don't, you know, maybe it's probably the Rain song. I don't know, you know, like when I was 16, I was like, that's not, I can't figure that out in standard tuning, and, you know.
Open tuning gives Tyler a wide open sound, with notes ringing out against each other. That plays well in his layered pieces like The Green Pastures.
Got it. I was really lucky to take part in this thing a couple of years ago. It was a Reese Chatham concert for like 200 guitar players. But after that experience, something about just, because every guitar was tuned to a different note, basically. And it was all about sections building, layering in certain parts, and that was how it was conducted. And it was just such an amazing experience kind of looking at composition like that. And it really inspired me to go home and try to write some stuff like, maybe not like that piece, but in the same spirit.
William Tyler can lay down some beautiful and intricate guitar melodies, but he still can't resist throwing in effects and manipulations.
Somebody actually said that in a review of the record. And it was weird because, like, to me, like, it is a part of what I do, and I wouldn't want it not to be there, if that makes any sense.
It doesn't quite make sense to his father, Dan Tyler.
He was talking about that song, you were talking about The Green Pastures, and there's kind of, it kind of decays at the end. And he was just like, Willie, you know, why don't you just take that part out? Because it's so pretty up until then. And I was like, well, I know, Dad, but I'm not trying to sound pretentious, but like, that's kind of the point, that it decays. Like, that's part of the song. And he finally kind of let it go.
William Tyler realizes that his experimental tendencies may put people off, but he does compose what he calls proper guitar pieces.
Well, it's as proper as it's gonna ever be. It's not proper guitar music, that's definitely true.
William Tyler is among a new generation of players like James Blackshaw, Glenn Jones, and the late Jack Rose, who are pushing beyond the limits of fingerstyle guitar. His latest album is Behold the Spirit. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I'm John DiLiberto from Echoes. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.